Yeah, lovely stuff there. Michael Jackson and Beat Us. And that's going out especially for Joanne and Ben, who are on transit to a football match, tuned our way. And also especially for Kyle Murray, who picked that track out especially. And I hope everybody is enjoying the Rose Garden Festival here in St. Anne's. It's Near FM. And my next guest is Lara, which is one of my favourite girls' name, Lara Croft. Well, Lara, you're very welcome. And Lara, you are from the Creative
Checkup.
The Creative Checkup. Yeah. I like it. Tell us about the Creative Checkup, Lara.
Well, instead of having your blood pressure tested or maybe your cholesterol or your blood sugar levels, come and have an artistic checkup with us at the Creative Checkup. So that's what we're doing. We're doing artistic first aid, and we have a field hospital parked next to the library bus, and our clinics are now open. So come along, and it's for everyone. It's for adults and children, and you can take part in our different clinics to check your creative health.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So you're here today and you have a stand here today, the Creative Checkup, and people can come in. I should go there.
We have a hospital.
A hospital? And you do look quite like a nurse, Lara.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I'm the colour clinician.
The colour clinician.
Yes, that's right.
So tell me a little bit more. Now, Lara, I know, okay, you have a stand here today and you're doing the Creative Checkup. Do you normally do this kind of thing, or is it just for the festival today that you're doing it?
We are doing especially for the festival this weekend, but we've also done some other... we've arrived at the Mater Hospital we actually did for FizzFest in May, and we're going to be part of Mental Health Week later in the year.
Yes.
So.
Brilliant.
We're on a road trip, basically, with our hospital.
Lovely, lovely. And are you having a lot of success with it?
Yes, a lot of interest, actually, yes.
And would you be able to guide people, once you give them their checkup, would you be able to guide them towards what would be good for them in the artist type of a lifestyle? And, I mean, let's face it, there's so many people now trying to get into drama, acting and singing. It's gone huge in Ireland. We have so many hip-hop groups and all the rest of it. It's great.
Yeah, but I think this is an idea that your creative health, everybody can be creative. Everyone can take part in it, in music, in movement, in painting, in drawing. You know, that it's about for everyone. It's not just about maybe being successful on TV, you know,
yes,
for example. And when you come along, you register as a patient and you give creative samples. And then you visit some of the different clinicians. And we have a botanical engineer, we have an electrical surgeon, we have an audiologist, and we also have the colour clinic.
Oh, my God. So. Sounds fantastic. Tell me, an electrical surgeon. So what does he do?
Well, that's where you actually get involved in the actual making process. So as a surgeon is a craftsman, really. So it's very much...
I love your way with words, Lara.
Yeah,
so
well, there you go.
He kind of dissects you.
Well, he's not going to dissect you. You're going to be involved in the surgery. So.
Yes.
It's about making and constructing and maybe taking apart things and reconstructing them. So.
Yeah. And what are the other people that you were saying there? What did you call them? The samplets?
You have to give a creative sample. So when you come, you meet a receptionist and she gives you test tubes to make your own samples.
Yes.
From. So they're contributed to the bank that we have there. So...
I love it. So you are you have a place here in the Rose Festival, and you're going to be here for the rest of the day. And how are you finding it at the moment? Are you flat out? Is there like loads of people trying to get in there and be checked?
We're working for the afternoon, so we started at 2 and we're there till 5, and we'll be the same tomorrow.
Lovely, lovely. And is it appointment only?
Well, you come in and meet the receptionist, and then depending on availability, you might have to wait, but you might get involved in some creative process while you're waiting.
Oh, lovely. And what age group are we talking about,
Lara? We're talking about everyone.
Everyone.
And that's the idea, is that art is for everyone and creativity is for everyone. It doesn't stop when you leave primary school.
Excellent. So your road trip, Lara, what locations would be of interest to us here on the north side for your locations? I know it's, you're kind of going from place to place. What's the next place that you'll be that's located near to us?
Well, actually, we're not going to the north side.
Oh dear!
Next.
Oh dear! Get out! Where's the naughty step? Okay, so not
but
yet.
We were in the Mater Hospital in Phibsborough.
Oh well, we missed out on that,
yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
sure Lara.
And that was very busy.
Really? Well, I think it's a fantastic idea, and I would love to come over to you later on when I'm finished here, if you'll have me, that is.
Yeah, definitely. You could meet our audiologist. Very interesting.
Our audiologist? Tell me about the audiologist.
It's about making sound and experimenting with sound, which obviously you are experts in, so you might be able to give him a few hints as well.
So you could make... Woo-woo! Sounds and stuff like that.
Yeah, all sorts of sounds, yeah.
You must get to
electrically meet... generated sounds as well.
You must get to meet all sorts of people doing this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And just for anybody who isn't here and can't see Lara is gorgeous. She has beautiful light red hair. Could we call it light red? And beautiful red-rimmed glasses
Primary
red. And it's fab. I kind of had to take a second look at you to see if it was real, Lara. And she has her doctor's coat on. What's your role, Lara, in the creative checkup?
I'm running the colour clinic. So it's very much about ideas about colour and what your emotions and feelings and creative ideas are about different colours in the spectrum.
Now, I'm not looking very colourful today.
You've got a bit of yellow on you, though. So.
I do, don't I? So what does that say about me, Lara?
Well, maybe waiting for the sun to come out.
I'm always waiting for the sun to come out. Lara, it was lovely talking to you today. And anybody who is around, I would encourage them to go to the creative checkup. You're just located just down at the nearer to the red, back towards...
By the library bus, and there's a tent... there's a big marquee, but then there's also our dome tent, which is, you know, our field hospital.
Oh, lovely. Absolutely fantastic. What would you like to say to the listeners, Lara, before we let you go?
Just like to say that creativity is there for everyone to enjoy.
And it doesn't matter if you don't think that you have any creativity, because this is where the experts come in and you get your creative checkup.
Exactly.
Exactly. Thanks a million, Lara.
Thank you.
And love to talk to you again sometime. And I hope it all goes well for you and your colleagues. Thank you. Thank you so much.